Hi everyone, my name's Mark and I'm here to tell you about a brilliant geography field trip I recently went on. Our class spent a week accommodated at a field study centre, which is nestled right inside a designated nature reserve in Wales.
We set off early on Monday morning. We'd initially thought we'd go by train, as the station is quite close to our school, but we actually travelled down on a coach because it was easier to transport all our heavy equipment. It took about 4 hours, but the scenery was absolutely stunning once we crossed the Welsh border.
When we arrived, I was pleasantly surprised. I was expecting to sleep in tents, which would have been freezing. However, the field study centre was actually an old converted farmhouse. It was really cosy, with a huge kitchen and amazing views over the valley.
After dropping our bags, we headed straight out into the reserve. Our first hike took us past a fast-flowing river, which was great for sketching, but the main thing we stopped to study was a spectacular waterfall. We spent a good hour measuring the drop and taking notes on the erosion of the rock face behind the water.
Now, everyone tells you to bring sturdy walking boots to Wales, and I did. But what you really rely on is your waterproofs, because it poured down almost the entire time. Without them, I wouldn't have survived the long days out in the field.
Despite the rain, the wildlife in the reserve was incredible. We were surrounded by sheep, of course, which you see everywhere, but on the second afternoon, we were thrilled to catch sight of a herd of wild ponies. They were grazing quietly on a hillside, and it was a real privilege to see them so close up in their natural habitat.
Our days were long. After dinner, we didn't just hang out in the library relaxing. Instead, we spent hours in the computer room inputting our data. It was quite exhausting, but it was crucial to get all our measurements typed up while they were still fresh in our minds.
We also had to complete a group project by the end of the week. My group's project wasn't about rocks, which is what I originally wanted to do, because another group had already taken that topic. In the end, we examined the local soil. We took samples from different elevations to see how the acidity changed, which turned out to be really fascinating.
Throughout the week, we learned loads of practical techniques. I'm already into photography, so I didn't need much help taking pictures of the landscape. But the most valuable thing I picked up on the trip was definitely map reading. I went from getting completely lost to being able to navigate across open moorland using just grid references.
For one of our microclimate experiments, we had to use various instruments. To measure the temperature changes, some kids used a digital thermometer, but I was tasked with holding the compass to find out which direction the wind was blowing from. It was surprisingly tricky to keep it steady in the strong gusts.
On the final evening, every group had to give a talk summarising their findings. For our final presentation, we could choose between agriculture and another local issue. We went with tourism, since it affects the reserve so much, both positively and negatively. It was a great way to round off an exhausting but incredibly rewarding week. I highly recommend going on a field trip if you ever get the chance.